And I'm going to try my very best to answer some of the issues that were raised today in different media and different presentations to made at the council. I've been appointed about a year and a half ago as the liaison to the Brazos Groundwater District, and I've been very diligent in that duty and going to the meetings and trying to understand what's going on and trying to understand the opposing forces in the operation. So it's going to take me a little while to go through this, so please bear with me. Okay, first of all, aquifer storage and recovery is a relatively new water management technology developed by water management professionals and currently is used in 95 locations in the U.S. and others in Canada, Australia, and Israel. ASR, as aquifer storage and recovery, can be used to meet more than 20 different water management needs of municipal water supply systems. Brian's needs that could be met by ASR, and I'll go through a list of those, but I think you need to understand what Brian's needs are. We're all sworn, as seven council members up here, to take care of Brian, whatever Brian needs. I know some will argue about the flooding, may not be doing that. But in this case, I think Dr. Barfnick and the staff are on top of it. They're doing a great job. They're in the process of analyzing ASR and what it will do for us and the cost and the logistics associated with it. But for instance, Brian is responsible to 23,000 accounts. That means 23,000 different uses of water inside the city limits and some on the outside of the city limits. And some we are agreed to provide water when they don't have it available to them, some of the small water districts around here, and even some in College Station. We have a population of 83,000 people that have to have water. We have jobs to the tune of 38,000, almost 39,000 jobs that are dependent on us having an adequate supply of water. And we service a 45.6 square mile area here with our water that we have. The other thing is, if you would consider this, please, we have to be able to provide water to people like the Bryan Independent School District, Texas A&M Health Science Center, Blinn College, CHI St. Joseph Hospital. They have to have water. They cannot do without water. And the city of Bryan and all the associated activities with the city of Bryan. So what we're doing, the bottom line is, what we're doing is that we're providing an alternate source of water that when the groundwater district can't provide what we need, we have a place to go and we can get your water. And we looked at several different areas. We looked at buying water from other people in the property owners in the groundwater district. That's very expensive. We also discussed, and I met a meeting with College Station and talked to them about their ASR project to take their effluent and clean it up and pump it back into the groundwater, but that's very, very expensive. And so we also discussed building a line from here to Burleson County, because that's outside the groundwater district of the Brazos, and that would give us an alternate source of water. We looked at that. That's very expensive. College Station couldn't do that. To go on now, developing existing supplies to meet peak demands during summer months by pumping existing wells into ASR storage during periods of low demand, this enhances well field production. Now, one of the things that this is also doing is strategically storing water so that in times of crisis, we'll have water for you and everybody else that needs water. They do this commonly in the oil field, and the federal government does it. They have large salt mine storage areas where they put oil, and in a crisis situation, we have oil to use for our defense. And this is the same thing. We're not defending anybody, but you can't have a city or you can't have people, you can't have a population without water. And what we're doing is ensuring that we have water. Okay, we're going to develop existing supplies to avoid uncertainty and cost of developing new well fields and extending existing infrastructure. The ASR system will be less expensive to own, build, and operate than the extension of existing well fields. According to 2016 Region G Water Plan, the ASR will provide a cost of $385 per acre foot of water compared to developing a new field is $1,006 per acre foot of water. Developing for use during periods of drought and emergency interruptions. So that's the reasons that we're doing this. Brian's proposed ASR project will fully comply with all legal requirements. And let me make this clear in my own language here, is that the groundwater district does not control ASR projects. The state controls ASR projects. And our project was listed on their plan. Our project was approved by the state. Our project was funded by the state. Brian's ASR project is a recommended strategy in the 2016 Region G Water Plan that has been reviewed and approved by the Texas Water Development Board. Brian's ASR project is included as a recommended water management strategy in the 2017 Texas Water Plan. And what happened was, up until last year, the groundwater districts had control over these ASR plans, but the state saw several conflicts, so they changed the rules so they control the operation of the ASRs. Brian's ASR project has been approved by the Texas Water Development Board as eligible for funding under the State Water Implementation Fund for Texas, which is called the SWIFT Fund. Brian's ASR project fully complies with House Bill 655 passed in the last session of the Texas legislature. And we have a letter from Representative Larson, who was the chair of that board, and he highly supports our project. Larson. Okay. Claims by some opposed to Brian's ASR project that an ASR project must capture water that would be otherwise lost are either misinformed or deliberately attempted to deceive. Let me digress a little bit. Somebody mentioned we ought to take river water from the Brazos River and take that and put that into the groundwater. The problem is all the river water, the Brazos River water is spoken for. You can't get it. That's a real problem, so that's not going to work. Okay, House Bill 655 defined the ASR project in clear, and unmistakable language. A project involving the injection of water into a geologic formation for the purpose of subsequent recovery and beneficial use by the project operator. Okay, so that's what we're doing. We're taking water that's abundant, and we're putting it in a place, and we're storing it. Not any different than you would do if you had a tower above ground and you would put it in the tower, or if you had a lake somewhere that you pump it into a lake. The problem with the lake is it's going to evaporate, and there will be some loss in the groundwater, but there's loss in handling water, period. If the legislature had meant ASR projects to be limited to those that used water that would otherwise be lost, it could have said so in the bill, but they didn't say that. In adopting rules to implement the House Bill 655, TCEQ expressly noted that contemplated ASR projects may involve a variety of sources, including groundwater. It may be significant to note that Mr. Day and the board told Mr. Day to come to us and talk to us, testified in opposition to this bill and House Bill 655 that diminished the authority of the groundwater districts over ASR projects, and ask that the bill be amended, and it was not amended. Now it appears that the groundwater district and Mr. Day are trying to refight this battle, which has already been fought, and it's already been settled. And as I mentioned, Representative Lyles Larson wrote us a letter and told us he was one of the sponsors of the bill and that he had supported our project. And I'm concerned about the lady that was here, that she was concerned about what we're doing, because there's a lot of misinformation about what we're doing, and it's a very technical issue. But I want to de-technicalize it a little bit. For instance, the use of effluent, and Mr. Leonard left, but you can't drink water out of that sewage system, that out of a septic system. The septic system sprays the water out, and it goes into the ground, and it's purified, and then it's got to be purified again. So you can't drink it straight out of that. But what you can do is you can take our effluent out of our sewage treatment system, and you can put it in the Brazos River after it's cleaned to a certain point, and you can sell that to someone downstream that needs it. But in order to clean it up enough to put it back into the aquifer is very expensive. But so what we're doing that very thing. We're selling water downstream to folks that need water that can't expand without the water that we give them, so we can offset some of that income with the cost of operating the ASR. College Station, Councilman Pena and I talked to College Station about their ASR project, and as I recall, it was way too expensive for them to take the effluent from their plants and pump it back into the groundwater. They also sell some to the golf course for greening. The bottom line here is that we are required, because of all the people that depend on us for water, to have an alternate source of water. And I just mentioned the possibilities. And right now, until we make our study This is the most viable alternative with the least expense that we have available to us. Thank you very much, Mayor.